Episode 740, My Strength is My Story with Keridan McMahon. Your lifestyle becomes your patterns.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I am so excited that you're here. Today is My Strength is My Story series, and we have got an incredible guest with us. Oh, yes, she is a fitness expert, owner of KeratinFitness.com. It's Keridan McMahon. And we are, I mean, we had a chat that was incredible. We truly did. It was sparkles. It was joy. We even shared a little bit of tears, some dark places. But I'm telling you, you will be amazed. But before we jump in, I want to give a huge warm welcome and hugs from across the airways to all of our brand new family members. Maybe you're joining from Keridan's tribe and you wanted to hear a little bit of her story. Welcome to this incredible family. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you can head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. I'm telling you, Keridan has a special touch, a mother of three and a wife of almost 7 years to an incredible man. You will be taken back, truly. Some of the places that she's going to take you are dark places. She's also going to take you to some places that are filled with nothing but rainbows. She has lived an amazing life and one that has been God-designed. Even though not everything always seemed perfect at the time, it all seemed to work out. And so I know you will truly enjoy our coffee chat. But before we get into that, I also want to ask you for something special. Now, she has no idea I am requesting this. This week, as I'm recording this, her brother was in a major car accident, and he was seriously injured. And so I just want you all to be saying a prayer for Brandon, lifting him up, also lifting up the family. He has surgeries ahead of him, and he definitely could use our prayers. And I know our family believes in prayer. And so if you will do that, I know that will surely touch Keridan's heart. She is a godly woman. She does believe in Christ and wants to walk in him. And in fact, one of her favorite Bible verses is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I know she believes that right now as she's sitting bedside to Brandon. And so Keridan, our blessings and hugs and love to you, my dear. We are lifting up your brother and your family. So without further ado, I want you to listen in to an incredible woman, Keridan McMahon. Your lifestyle becomes your patterns. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now. I am so excited and thrilled to have an amazing and extraordinary guest on with us today. Keridan McMahon is joining us. Oh my gosh, she is a wife, a mother of three. Talk about busy. She is on the go, but she's got her life together. And it didn't start out that way necessarily, but I actually met her online watching her. And just getting to know her from afar, she just is going to warm your heart. She has an amazing story. And I wanted to give you just a little bit of background on her. After receiving her bachelor's degree in exercise science at Abilene Christian University, she continued her passion helping people in the gym. And after nearly a decade of gym work, she decided it wasn't a fit lifestyle for her anymore. Go figure. I'm sure she's going to touch on that with us today. We can't stop now. Keridan, come on in and welcome to Create Your Now.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, well, we are thrilled to have you. And I know you're going to teach us lots. You're a master trainer. You're a nationally certified personal trainer. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I have been a certified personal trainer for 15 years now, which makes me sound really old, but I started literally the year it was legal. I started to get certified, so I was excited about that. I have my bachelor's in exercise science, as you said, from Abilene Christian University. I had no idea that you could actually get a degree in fitness. And so the moment I found that out, I was stoked because I just went to school because you were just supposed to go to school. I had no idea what I was going to do. And to find out I could put my passion to work, I was pretty excited about that. I have my own company. Mm-hmm. Here locally in Houston called Living Patterns. It's a lifestyle coaching company. And then I rebranded online with my organization there called Karen and Fitness. And we do online personal training live via Skype, just like this, FaceTime, and utilizing the video technology as well as in-home personal training here locally. And then just last year, we launched my first workout DVD series, which has 7 workouts on 2 discs. And I'm super excited about that. That's Karen's Fat Crusher.
Oh, yes.
So I kind of have my foot in all different areas of fitness and lifestyle and wellness, as well as being a mommy to 3 very active kids that keep me on my toes.
Good to have them, right? They keep you in check.
Yes, they do. They remind me how much I am needed for car driving and lunch drop off and, you know, all that, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, all the other hats that you wear that you don't get a title to.
Yes, those. Yes.
Well, what brought you into fitness? Let's go back in time.
Okay, well, it is not your typical story of I was just this high school athlete. It was way before that. I grew up in a pretty rough neighborhood where crime was pretty high. I mean, there were even children murdered on our street. It was not a safe place to grow up. But my family, they always loved us. There was no issue there, but safety was a concern. So my family, my parents put me and my brother into martial arts for self-defense.
Ah.
And I ended up having a knack for it. So I started martial arts just to learn how to protect myself, but I loved the entire aspect of taking care of your body and the fitness side of it. So I started competing. I became the 1996 world champion in my division and really loved it. So that's kind of where the whole exercise thing happened for me. I did go on to play sports in junior high and high school, but I was only 10 years old when I started martial arts. And so I never did little league sports of any kind. It wasn't something my family could afford. I played outside in the street with the neighborhood kids and all that. But sports didn't come into my life until it was part of school and junior high. So really, martial arts is what got me in the door of physical fitness and taking care of your body.
Fascinating. Who would have thought that martial arts would have led you to KeratinFitness.com?
I know. It's pretty neat.
That is amazing. And now you're an accomplished trainer, many awards. And you said you were the 1996 world champion within martial arts?
Yes. And Kuksulwan martial arts. Yep.
Wow. That is fabulous. I don't want to meet up with you in a black alley, dark alley. I'm just saying.
It's been a while. It's been a long while since I've earned that trophy, but I'd like to think some of the skills could pop back out if needed.
Well, I'm sure they could. You know, it's like riding an old bike.
I hope so, but I hope not to test that theory as well.
That's right. Well, so now you were in the gym. So after you graduated, obviously college, you became and went into the gym. Is that correct?
That is correct. So when I was in high school, I started doing workout videos. We couldn't afford a gym membership, and I bought a Denise Austin VHS for like 59 cents or something back then, used, of course, at Half Price Books.
Yes.
And I really liked that aspect of it, getting to work out, and it helped me stronger and everything I was doing. So come college, I needed to do an internship in fitness or physical therapy, which they have the same degree that I have. And I didn't want to go the physical therapy route. I wasn't really sure what to do. So I went into a local gym and just asked if maybe I could teach some group classes. Mm. They told me I needed to get certified. I didn't even know what that was. What is that? I just want to teach some people how to work out. So they led me to the organization I needed to get certified with. I did that very quickly and started teaching aerobics classes. Mm. Then one of the managers at the gym approached me and said, you know, you're really good with people and you're really passionate about this. Have you thought about becoming a personal trainer? I thought, well, what is that? I had no idea. So her name was Kelly. Kelly kind of, you know, told me about, well, you take people through exercise regimens, you design it for them and help them get to their goals. I thought, oh my gosh, there's a job for that? That's so cool. So I loved it. I mean, I had no idea what I was going to do with fitness. I knew I wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. And I love the human body. I'd actually thought about going into medical school because I kind of thought, okay, I either have to be a doctor or a physical therapist. Now, keep in mind, I started college at 17, so I was very young and ignorant to there's a lot more jobs out there than just doctor and physical therapist if you want to work with the human body. Yeah. So kind of evolved from there, right? Mm-hmm. So I got my personal training certification that same summer and became a floor instructor, kind of internship at that local gym. And then it just went from there. When I went back to college, I was able to work at some local gyms there in Abilene, where I was at school, as well as on campus. I ended up running a local gym on campus, which was really neat. And I think I started to see some of that management type. So my mom says I've always had an old soul. So here I am running the gym on campus and training some of my professors. It was wild, but a really, really good experience.
Wow. I bet you learned a ton.
I did. I have learned so much more hands-on with clients and people than any books ever taught me. I still think it's fascinating to read the books about the body and know what the human body is capable of. And I still take classes to this day, almost 16 years later, just because I love it.
Yeah.
And I think it helps me be better at what I do. But truly being hands-on with people is how you're going to learn the best.
Mm-hmm. When you were in college, you got out, you went back, right, to because you were teaching.
So I had my summer internship after my freshman year back here in Houston at 24 Hour Fitness and really developed some good relationships with some clients. One of them became a very good friend of mine. And I would go back to school in Abilene, which was a 6-hour drive, so I wasn't home every weekend, but I would come home maybe once a month. Every few weeks and come back and work at the 24 Hour Fitness here in Houston and teach classes on the weekends, over Christmas break, spring break, and every summer between semesters, I would come home and do that. I also took classes here over the summer because I was trying to get my bachelor's degree, my 4-year degree in 3 years, and I was able to accomplish that. So I graduated my bachelor's at age 20 pretty quick.
Kind of very focused and very driven woman.
Yes. My mom says I've always had that old soul and I've always been kind of quick to rush through things. Mm. That is a good and bad thing. I will say that. I do think I missed out on a lot in both high school and college. I did high school in 3 years and then a bachelor's in 3 years. So that's why I went to college so young, graduated my bachelor's at 20. But that's okay, because it brought me to where I'm at, and I've had a lot of good life experiences because of it. And I didn't have the easiest of times when I was younger, so I think a lot of that has to do with me trying to push forward and get to the next step.
Mm, yeah. What was most challenging when you were looking at this fitness career, not really knowing that it was a career at the time of your interest? How did that, you know, change your thoughts?
Well, I was excited that I actually could make a living helping people exercise. I had no idea. I was thrilled with that. I've had now, 15 years later, I've had a lot of my clients become personal trainers. I think that's awesome. But that wasn't my story. I had no idea this career even existed. So it never felt like a real job to me. Mm. It really didn't. It just felt like I was sharing my passion and getting to help people and make some income doing it while putting myself through school, which I'm still paying for to this day. Probably will be a few more years, but that's okay. Yeah, I don't regret my education. I'm glad I got it. But so it was exciting. It was fun. It was an interesting ride through that, but an easy transition because I enjoyed it. I had fun. I liked working at the gym. I liked working with people and weights and exercise and getting them healthy. It was kind of a breath of fresh air because I no longer had to go to med school if I wanted to work with the body and help people. There was another option, a faster out of school option, and one that didn't involve needles. So I was pretty excited about that opportunity change for me.
Yes, the needles, the blood, all that stuff, it's just better to stay away from.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that anymore. And I could still work with human bodies and help them be healthy without having to cut them open. I was quite excited about that.
Yes, yes. So your fascination, obviously, with the body continued and being healthy. When did you then decide that you wanted to move it in further? You said Living Patterns was the original business name. Now, of course, you can find her if you want to connect with Keridan. You can find her at keridanfitness.com. Of course, we will have all this information for you in the show notes. If you're driving, obviously, don't go there now. But it is an amazing website. You've got lots of information. You'll probably also want to sign up for her newsletter. We'll get into that later. So how did that lead you, Keridan? I mean, that fascination continuing to Keridan Fitness?
Okay, so I graduated from school at age of 20, like I said, moved back home, got married 3 weeks later, and went right back to the gym that I had been interning at every summer and made a career of it. I worked there for many years. 3 years after I got married, I was getting a divorce. And at this point I had a baby girl. So I was in a separation very young. I got married at 20. I had my daughter at 22 and was divorced by 23. So it happened pretty quick. A lot of people turn to different things when they're going through something like that. I became a workaholic. I poured myself into my clients because I felt like my life was kind of torn apart, so maybe I could make their lives better, and it somehow made mine better. So I was a single mom then, worked at the gym a few more years, and decided, you know what, I'm meant for more than this. Not that there's something bad about working at the gym by any means, but I noticed a lot of my clients that were getting the best results were the ones that I wasn't necessarily using the machines with. I was using free weights where I could take them into the basketball court or the aerobics room, and we didn't need the machines. And because I was a single mom, I really could relate to the difficulties in leaving to go somewhere to exercise.
Yes.
So I felt like there needed to be more home fitness availability and opportunities for people. And it needed to not just be videos, which are fantastic, but someone that can do exactly what I was doing, but in their home and be skilled and qualified for it, not just necessarily a workout partner. So that kind of gave me this idea, maybe I could get some equipment together, go to people's homes and train them right there. So I tested it out with a few of my clients, and moms really thought this was a great idea because then they didn't have to find childcare, get a babysitter, they could be home with their kids. Like I said, I could relate to that as a single mom at the time. And it was a big hit. So I decided to take this huge leap of faith, leave the gym where I had a revolving door of clients handed to me. Mm-hmm. And just jump out on a whim and start my own company.
Wow. That's amazing.
I titled it Living Patterns. One of my clients came up with that because I felt like the patterns of your life are your lifestyle becomes a pattern. And I really wanted to help people better their patterns to better their life. So we called it that. It was a lifestyle coaching company. It still is. And it still is a company, but we've rebranded more recently because I also started getting phone calls for home decorating because of patterns. People thought I could do curtains and I could not. So we have retitled that a little bit to Carrot and Fitness. Once more people had learned my name, and fitness obviously describes what it is. So that's fast forward a little bit, but that was the story on how Living Patterns came to be and how I transitioned from full-time career at the gym, which there at the gym, I had become a master trainer. Mm-hmm. I had helped in management a lot. I'd kind of worked my way to the top, if you will, and just felt like there was more, I could do more, and I was needed in a different niche. And that was going to be at home, mm-hmm, with people, helping them at their homes.
Wow, that's incredible. And you did it as a single mom.
Single mom. Yep. Me and my baby girl. We hopped right into that. I had gone from, I had bought a house very young. I was 21 when I purchased my first house. And had to sell that. We were living in a little apartment and bought a few sets of dumbbells and said a lot of prayers. And we jumped right into it. And honestly, I haven't looked back.
And your smile says it all.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. It's just like a happy story, but it couldn't have been just always happy. Was there some stress and frustration involved in that?
Yes. So there are struggles I hadn't thought about. I've always wanted to do things right, do them the legal way, which made it more expensive, to say the least. But that meant I was going to officially become a company and not just go train people at their houses. So I paid to license Living Patterns as an LLC, which is a limited liability company, covered myself with insurance, purchasing the equipment and the wear and tear on my car, the expense of gas, those things you don't really think about because I had been driving 0.4 miles to the gym and back. And so that wasn't an issue. Being a single mom was tough with that because I had to coordinate my daughter's schedule. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit more difficult to make sure schedule-wise I could get to her and get to my clients. And it wasn't like at the gym where I could just have set hours. When you're on your own, you don't really want to say no to clients, mm-hmm, at first. I'm at the point now I can do that, but at first, the demand wasn't there as high as it is now, so I had to say yes to anything. So there were some late nights. I have some sad memories then when I wouldn't even pick up my daughter from my mom's house till 7 p.m., get her home to the apartment, bathe her, feed her dinner, put her to bed. I do feel like I missed out on a lot of her life when she was real young, around the age of 2, but I think it's also made me appreciate her so much more now, mm-hmm, as well as my relationship with my other daughter, who's now 4. I don't want to miss those times again. And I did what I had to do to pay the bills, but I also used work as my therapy, mm-hmm, and worked a lot. And I don't want to say I regret it because I know it made me stronger. It built me into who I am career-wise. But I do wish I had done some things differently and maybe not worked as many late nights and weekends. That was my therapy. That's how I got through those dark times. I never thought I would be someone to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. I felt like that was a huge failure. And I kind of was this go-getter that would never accept defeat. And that was a big life defeat. That was a big negative dark cloud, which I've said bye to that cloud now. And things are good now. And my daughter's father is a great person and still involved in her life, and things are good there. But it was hard for a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what got you through, though, that dark cloud, besides work as your therapy? Was there anything else that you relied upon?
My faith. I relied on my faith. I'd kind of turned away from it a little bit. I was frustrated that this had been allowed to happen in my life. God never turned away from me, though, even when I turned away from him. And that's something I won't forget, because as soon as I was coming back, he was there. And that's actually the time in my life that I met my now husband. We have been married 6.5 years, and we have a 4-year-old daughter together. And I met him when I was kind of in those dark times, and he had just gone through a similar struggle. And so we were able to be good friends through that and then build a relationship. And now we're happily married. He helps me with all our work stuff. He's even inside, like in one of the videos of my workout DVD. So you'll have to watch him in the back.
That's
on
fun.
One of the videos. He was determined to be in the back because he was worried how it would go. And he told me after it was done, "I feel bad for your clients. Your workouts are hard." I'm like, "Yeah, they work hard."
The honesty coming from the love of your life.
Yes, yes. So it's funny or interesting, I guess, how such dark times in your life can bring you to some of the greatest blessings too.
Amen. Yes.
Another real dark time I had in my career was the death of one of my very best friends who was started as a client. She was one of the few clients I had that very first summer that I interned. Mm-hmm. Her name was Karen. And she was, literally one of the first 10 people I had ever trained out of the thousands I've trained now. She continued to train with me forever. We never stopped, worked together years and years and years. And then she was murdered in 2012, just 3 weeks before my daughter's birth. And that was another very dark time in my life and in my career. Because I am so passionate about my career and helping people, and that was the way Karen and I had met. So anytime I passed that gym where we met, I thought of her, passed her neighborhood, her area, and I was 8 months pregnant, so I was sitting on the front row of her funeral. Huge, about to give birth to this baby, just praying, "Do not let me have this baby until I can get through her services." And that was really tough. Mm. That was really tough. When I had met her, I was married to my first husband, and even he saw it on the news and had reached out to me when he saw it, because he knew how close we were, Karen and I were. And this was over a decade later. And it was tough. It was really hard for it to be a murder like that. It's not something you expect. Mm-hmm. Not that there's any good way to go, but it hit me out of nowhere. I had just talked to her 2 hours before I got the phone call. And then it being the type of death it was all over the news. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people reached out to me, and I appreciate that, their support. I do. But at the same time, it was like I couldn't get away from it. So it was dark and it was hard. 3 weeks later, I had my daughter, Tegan, and I almost felt like I couldn't celebrate her life because I was mourning a death. And I had a really hard time growing up. I'm the oldest, and I didn't have any older siblings. My parents got divorced when I was 14, and I'd kind of been the backbone of our family. So Karen, to me, was that older sister I had always needed. Mm. The older sibling, the support I had always wanted. And so for her to be given to me and then taken away was very painful.
Where did you go during that time? I mean, when it happened, where did you as the person go within yourself?
Honestly, to the darkest area I've ever been, even more than the divorce, because it was just taken from me, and I felt like a little part of me died with her. And honestly, I went through some denial. I remember telling my husband, "Oh, I bet Karen will call me. She will. She'll call me." I could not accept that she was not on this earth anymore until the funeral, sitting front row with her picture right there. It hit me hard. I was in a very dark place, and I could not celebrate my youngest life. It was kind of like mourning and celebrating all at once, and I just became kind of numb, kind of numb to feelings. I was also recovering from childbirth and, you know, everything else happening at the same time, and I felt lost. I became clinically depressed. My husband intervened and said, you know, we've got to get you some help. This is more than you can handle on your own. And I agree. And I'm glad he did that and grateful for that. I'm very grateful for my therapist that helped me grieve that. And through grieving Karen's death, I also grieved my divorce. I grieved the lost relationship with my father after he had left. I had it emotionally grieved that and closed that. And that kind of led to a lot of decisions I made. I think because I hadn't grieved the loss of the relationship with my father, I married very young. I don't think I would have married at 20 had I had a healthy relationship with my father. But all of this led to where I am now, which is very independent. I'm a leader. I'm happy. I can relate to those that have been in these dark places. I can lead people through that. And had I not been forced to be a leader or forced on my own or forced out of those really dark times, then I wouldn't be as relatable. I wouldn't understand where people were coming from. And I do. I get it. I get it now.
Get it. Wow. That's powerful, Karidin. You know, where what you've come through and to think that, you know, fitness ultimately, if you look at it, it was an escape for you.
It was. And not even my own fitness, other people's fitness. Knowing I could help them through a workout. I did something that day. I accomplished something. Knowing that when I remeasured this person, the program I made for them helped them lose 5% body fat towards their goal, I accomplished something that day. So selfishly, I needed them to do well. So I felt like I was doing well. But it really got me to be really good at what I do. I mean, I poured myself into that, and I'm grateful for that and those experiences because it did help me get better at this and help me grow into who I am now. And I can take that into being a better mom and a better wife and all of that. And Karen's death has taught me that literally not a moment can you take for granted, because she was killed on a Monday. We had a lunch date that Thursday. She'd been trying to get together with me for weeks outside of working out just for friendship, because she really needed to talk. And we still talked here and there, but I didn't fit it into my schedule till that Thursday. And then we didn't get to do it. So I have become a better friend to anyone I can through that experience, because not a moment do you know you're going to have. You know, I don't know if I'll be here tonight. You don't. None of us do.
Right.
We hope so. But even, I mean, Karen was my Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman was taken out. She's not invincible either, and none of us are. And so I have promised to always be a good friend to anyone I can be, to be the best trainer I can be the best wife, the best mom, because today may be my last chance to do that. And it may not. And I hope God blesses me with a long life of being able to help as many people as possible. But if that's not my story, if it ends tomorrow, then I hope everyone can say, wow, she made a difference. She made use of every 24 hours she was given on this earth.
Okay, I need my tissue and I need, oh my goodness. Karidin, I mean, what is there to say then that you have not only lived an incredible life, but now you are changing lives and how your life was changed through the dark places?
Yep, through some tragedies. You know, none of us are get to omit any of that, I don't think. And a lot of times I feel like on social media, we see all these happy pictures. We all have our coffee mugs. You know, I always have my coffee mug here. I'll probably post this exact one. Cheers.
Cheers.
But we don't just wake up like that every day. It doesn't just happen. I mean, you have to choose it. You have to choose joy. You have to choose to keep walking. You have to choose to make the most of your life. Sometimes that means choosing to say no. I have to turn down a lot, and that's so that I can say yes to some other stuff. You know, a lot of it's about choices and how we're going to take that next step and grow from what we've been given. It'd be really easy for me to be bitter towards guns. Karen was shot. It'd be really easy for me to be bitter towards fitness. That's how I met her. I could have easily walked away and said, no, I'm never again going to be close to a client. I did feel that way a little bit, kind of apprehensive to have close friends again, because you're opening yourself up to possibly losing them.
Yeah.
And if you don't love, you can't lose them. But I didn't do that. I made a choice. Even though that came through my mind, I made a choice to go the other way and to love and to love harder. Mm. And with all that I have, because you may not be able to do that anymore. You know, I wish more than anything I could call Karen right now and to make up for that sushi we're going to get. I know you're going to get an extra drink or whatever, but I can't. I can't do that. So what we have to do is just make the most of each day that we have. And I promise myself and God and Karen that I will impact as many people as I can, specifically women. I really enjoy helping women and empowering them to become their best selves.
Yeah.
I don't think that means you have to start a company or you have to have a DVD series or anything. I think everyone has their own story and we can all learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And I want women to know that you are worth so much. So much. And every day that you're on this earth is a value, and become your best self. I do think everyone needs to exercise. I think it makes you a better person. I think it helps you feel better. Mm-hmm. It's not saying we all have to get in a bikini on stage somewhere. Not by any means.
Not me.
Yeah. But what it does mean is you want to feel your best so you can be your best. And that's for you, your spouse, your kids, your friends, your community. Mm-hmm. I want to be a big part of that. I want to be someone that makes an impact in those realms. I want to be someone that women can turn to say, help me. Help me find that joy. Help me, guide me. What do I do? Do I need to eat this way, that way? How do I exercise? Where do I get started? And I can be a sounding board for them. And tell them, hey, you don't have to accept this dark place. You don't have to make a camp here. Pick up that tent and that sleeping bag, and we're walking over here away from this pity party, and we are going to smile, and we're going to lift some weights, and we are going to walk out of here stronger, fitter, healthier, happier.
I'm right there. Let's pick up the tent and go now.
Right now.
Right now.
Pick it up.
So if you've got women that are listening, we've got men too, but primarily women, what would you tell that woman who's sitting there going, okay, maybe I didn't have my best friend murdered, but she's in a very, very dark place, maybe going through a divorce, maybe he's lost her job and she just is in a position of help me. What would you say to her right now?
First thing I would say is you are worth it. And I work with men as well. We actually, in our staff meeting this morning, analyzed the demographic. 77% of my clients are women. So that means 23% are men, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd say it to both. You are worth it. You are worth it. And what I mean by that is you are worth the effort. You are worth the struggles. Because you deserve it. You deserve to smile. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be healthy. So what I usually do with people when they reach out with me is I consult with them. I find out what their struggles are, what's holding them back, what their goals are. We don't all have the same goals. I mean, I've had people tell me, I just want to be able to carry my groceries in and not be out of breath. Mm-hmm. Or I want to be able to keep up with my kids at soccer practice. Well, that's a little bit more difficult. I don't know if you've ever been to a Little League soccer practice, but holy moly, those kids run.
They don't stop.
No, they don't. So I like to get their goals. A lot of times it's weight loss. I want to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds. I've had lots of people lose over 100 pounds. A lot of times it's weight loss. And then we just map it out. We make a map. We make a plan. And we figure out what's going to work best for them. I do not believe any one diet works for everybody. I don't.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many times I've started writing my own nutrition book. And then I stop. I struggle with it because everyone is so different. And I want to meet every single reader and hold her hand and say, tell me what you like to eat and how can I help you specifically? So that's a struggle for me. But just know that not any one diet is perfect for everybody. One day I'll write that book and have my variables in it and we'll all look back on this podcast and laugh. But yeah. Anyways, no, it's not easy. I will say that. It's not easy. It's not easy being fit. It's not easy being healthy. But you know what else isn't easy? Is being unhappy and being unhealthy. That's not easy either. Mm-hmm. So you have to pick your uneasy. Which one's more worth it? Is it more worth it to struggle and be unhealthy and unhappy? Or to struggle in a different way where it takes a lot of effort, but you're healthy and you're happy. And that to me is where it's more worth it. It's not going to be easy either way. Life's not easy. Right. Let's be serious. It's not. And we all have our excuses. I mean, it may be because you have three kids like me and my three kids go to three different schools. My oldest is from my husband's first marriage. My oldest daughter is from my first marriage, as we talked about earlier. And then we have one together. So do you know how many directions we have to go?
Too many.
Like, I can't even count how many directions we're pulled in. That could be an excuse. And sometimes it does become an excuse, but I have to remind myself, no, I'm worth it. My kids are worth it. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. And so you got to pick your not easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to pick those battles.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you talked about living patterns and, your lifestyle becomes your patterns. You know, people are like, okay, you got the fitness guru on here. Ask her some fitness questions. So
yes,
how would you start someone off? Let's say they're just messed up. It's New Year's. We're celebrating 2017. And they're kind of just going about their mundane things. They can do their responsibilities. But the thought of adding in healthy eating and exercising, like, freaks them out.
Yeah.
How would you help them begin a pattern?
Okay. First step, drink more water.
Okay. Number one, I'm taking notes.
Take these notes, write it down. Drink more water. Start your day with water. Mm-hmm. I usually recommend 16 ounces of cold water first thing in the morning. If that makes you nauseous because it's too much water, it's too cold, your body's not used to it, you can dial that back, but work your way up to it. That is the easiest gift you can give your body. And the complaint I get all the time on that is I have to go to the bathroom a lot. I just have to say, sorry, not sorry, deal with it, because you are going to have to go to the bathroom a lot, but that is a heck of a lot easier than having to go to the doctor a lot. Right?
Yeah.
So first step, drink more water. Easy. Do it. Keep water with you. I personally like to drink from a straw, as you see me drinking here. I find I drink more often. A lot of my clients do too. The other thing is try to be active every day. I'm not saying you need an hour of exercise every day. I'm saying you need to be active every day. I do think there's a lot of benefit to step counters. I have a Garmin. Fitbits are really popular now. Apple Watch. I don't care what you use. But that way you can see how active you're being. And at the end of the day, if your step count's pretty low, you can literally walk. I was walking in place while watching the Golden Globes the other night. I was, because I needed to be more active. It makes you feel good. And if you are wanting to lose weight and you have a sedentary job, you've got to move. You've got to find a way to move. A lot of times I will have clients set an alarm on their phones for every hour to 90 minutes just to get up and walk. Walk over to the copy machine. Walk over the stairs up and down. And you better be walking to the bathroom a lot because I have you drinking lots of water. So there you go. Yeah. So that gets you going to walking because you're going to the bathroom a lot, right? So it's kind of like a double win. So get moving. Further from that, I don't think you need an hour-long workout every day, which is kind of the premise of my DVD series was Keratin's Fat Crusher. I almost called it my Time Crusher. Sometimes I wonder if I should it because the workouts are very quick. But whether you're following that or doing your own thing or whatever you choose to do, do something every day. So I might work just my triceps tonight, just my triceps. You can knock that out in less than 10 minutes, but you've worked your triceps today. Tomorrow it might be legs. Knock a leg workout in 20, 25 minutes. Everyone can find 20 minutes. You really can. I mean, it's less than 10% of your day. So do something and make it fit. Don't think you have to go to the gym. You can do it at home. It's great if you like the gym and you want to go to the gym, but you may have to settle for doing it at home. I can't tell you how many times I've taken dumbbells into the bathroom, and while my youngest is playing with her Barbie mermaids in the bathtub, I'm over here doing arm curls. But you know what? I got my biceps done that day.
Woohoo!
So you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to really think outside the box when it comes to fitness. Mm-hmm. Don't put yourself in this strict box of it's at the gym, it's an hour, and it's every day. That doesn't have to be the case. I do want you moving every day, but it doesn't have to be this crazy elaborate thing. But it needs to be a pattern in your life that you're always moving and you're doing something every day to better your health.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to be walking right now.
You should. Yeah. Yeah.
I might look a little funny though on the screen as I'm moving and jostling from side to side.
I have an online members group, and one video I posted for them one time was me filling up my water and walking in place. I'm like, look, you're getting your hydration and you're getting your steps in. So just every time you fill up your water, walk in place. I mean, doing anything, right? How many times have those of us put our kids in the bath and we're sitting there and then we're playing on our phone?
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Put the phone down, stand up and walk in place. My kids don't even question it anymore. I mean, I have some of my best workouts in the bathroom, I swear, because I don't have time. I'm a mom. I mean, we won't even be home till 8 tonight. We got ballet practice. We have volleyball practice. Another one has a workout to do. I mean, it's like we're all over the place, you know, piano lessons. I mean, it's a mess. Everybody has something.
Busy is your middle name.
Yeah. I mean, I'm supposed to be making a poodle skirt for a sock hop this weekend. And I may just hope Amazon comes through for me on that one. My daughter is over here Pinteresting how to make it. And I'm thinking, oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know if I have time or the ability to do that. So, I might be fitting that in tonight as well. Little poodle skirt making.
It'll be adorable whether you get it from making it or you get it.
It'll be something. We'll see. Uh-huh. We'll see. You know, I am really good at a lot of things and I don't think homemade DIYs is it. I'm a lot better with muscles.
Stick to the hard stuff.
I mean, I'm going to stick to that. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. You make me smile. I'm just saying, you make me smile. I wish we were like next door because we'd be hanging out every day.
I know. It'd be fun.
It's awesome. All right. So let's switch for a minute. So you gave us kind of how to begin a healthy pattern. Mm-hmm. Let's say you've got that woman who is saying, I want to start a business. Doesn't necessarily say that it's, you know, fitness related, but the idea is I want to start a business. Even a man, the man's tired of the corporate world. You know, everybody's getting tired of kind of the corporate rigmarole that's out there. What would you tell them?
It's not easy. Mm-hmm. And it's not all glamorous. You think, oh, business owner. You know, I think this whole girl boss hashtags going around everywhere, working for myself thing is all glamorous. It's not all glamorous. It is not all glamorous. Mm-hmm. For me, it's worth it. It absolutely has been worth it. But just know the sacrifices you're going to have to make to get to that point, because it's not all fun and games. Also, it's expensive. I'll tell you that. I do it right. So I do it legally. Any new program I have, I trademark it. I have a trademark attorney that I work with for that. That's not cheap, but do it right. So I will say this. If you are looking to make your, to start a company or run your own business, whatever it might be, keep it honest and follow the rules. Do it. There are a lot of people that will try to find some gray areas and they'll try to skirt around that, maybe hope they don't get caught using someone else's name or copying someone else's program or copying someone else's idea. That karma train will come back around and hit you. If not here, in another world. So keep it honest. And then you'll become known for that. I mean, people know that if you get it from Carradine, it's Carradine's. She didn't take that from someone else. That is a name that she owns. I even trademarked Crusher with a K because I used it in Carradine's Fat Crusher. I trademarked my name, Living Patterns. I mean, all of it. Like, I followed the rules. I got insurance on it. And it wasn't cheap. It's not all about money. So if you are starting your own company and you're doing it because you want to make a lot of money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. I have a great income. I've been able to support my family very well, even when my husband was out of a job for a year. So it's not that, but I didn't do it for the money. Mm-hmm. Okay. The money will come if you do it right and you're honest and you treat people well and leave people feeling good. You want to leave them feeling really good. You want to leave them with a smile and not with a bad taste in their mouth. A lot of times that means sucking it up, even when you're not wrong, apologizing and making it right. So I now have other trainers that work for me, and that started a few years back as Living Patterns started to grow. And not every trainer makes every client happy. I'll tell you that. So I have had to give out some free sessions at my own expense, my own company's expense. But again, it's not always about the money. You want to keep people happy. Mm-hmm. And you want to and guard your reputation with that, you know. I told another trainer this the other day. I help a lot of other trainers when they're starting up. I don't have a side business of that by any means. I'm not advertising that. But I think I just kind of became known for having this good fitness company. So I have helped a lot of trainers. And I told one the other day, I told him, I said, listen, if someone gets good results with you and they like you, they have a good experience, they'll tell someone. Mm-hmm. And if they have a bad experience, they'll tell everyone.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that. And so, you know, run your business with dignity, with respect others. And when you make a mistake, and you will, because we are humans, apologize and do what you have to do to make it right.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good advice, Carradine. Very good advice.
And if you're, I'm still learning. I am not perfect. Let me tell you, we took my business from in person here locally in Houston to online. And oh my gosh, I made so many mistakes at first. I mean, I could not find the right way to email these programs. And how do I email them programs where they're not going to forward it to all their friends and everybody's getting it for free now? And where do I find that fine line? How do I do this members group? How do I provide enough value to it? We had a lot of people that were leaving the group. I thought, oh my gosh, they hate me. Why don't people like me? People are supposed to like me, you know, and then you figure it out. You find a way to bring more people value and you learn from your mistakes. I mean, I've launched some amazing programs that had over 400 people, and I've launched a program just recently that had two.
Wow.
Two. And the one before that had 438. So you learn from those mistakes, right?
Right.
And just know that I think it makes you better, it makes you stronger, and then you kind of figure out, okay, well, people didn't want that. Just two people wanted that. But you know what? That's two lives I changed with that. That's okay. We took a loss, but we still made a difference with a couple people, and then we know what to do next year. And I say we because I really feel like I have a team aspect, and that's another thing for those wanting to start their own company. Don't make it all about you. Mm-hmm. Don't. In fact, the title Carrot and Fitness, I struggled with for a while because I don't want it to be all about me. I was talked into it, though, because Carrotin is a very unique name. Thanks, Mom. And so it's something I can work with. So we kept it. But it is a team approach. I have a great team behind me of good trainers. I have a brand coordinator now, an executive assistant, who is literally my, like, third arm. I mean, she's amazing. So treat those people well. Mm-hmm. You know, treat them as a team, not like they're inferior to you. They are not. You're not better than them or anybody. We're all equal. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to be good at our own things. We're all going to be really not good at our own things. I'm not good at making poodle skirts, as we are going to find out. But that's okay, right?
You're going to be, yeah, that's right. You're going to have an awesome poodle skirt, whether you're wearing it or whether she's wearing it.
Yeah. I'm more of the Amazon Prime mom, not DIY mom, but you know, we're going to give that effort. So treat people well is the majority of that, because they're only doing their best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. Do you have a favorite quote or Bible verse?
You are putting me on the spot.
Oh, well, you know, it could be your own. It doesn't have to be somebody else's. It could be your own.
Well, that's true. So I'll give you a couple. So Philippians 4:13 is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I really love that one. My quote I made when I had Living Patterns was, living well doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design.
Ooh.
Yes. And I came up with that because you don't just fall into, oh, now I'm living well. I mean, it doesn't happen. It happens by design. You have to design those patterns in your life. So if you look at a lot of our old stuff, the original Living Pattern stuff, it says living well by design. Mm-hmm. That was my full quote, though, when I first came out with it, was living well doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. And I think every day you have to design your day. Mm-hmm. To help you live well. You will not always be perfect. You will not always make the best decisions, but you have to design it as best you can and live as best you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your choice, like you said, you make a choice. Every moment you have that opportunity to choose the good or the bad.
Every day. All the time. Make a good decision. That's what I tell my kids all the time. If they're arguing over who knows what, make a good decision. You have the opportunity to make a decision here. Are you going to share with your brother, or are you not going to share with your brother? You get to make a decision, right? Mm-hmm. And we as adults are doing the same thing. I mean, you're making a decision. Are you going to honk and throw the finger up at this person that just cut you off? Or are you just going to say, you know what? I hope they have a better day, because they're obviously having a worse day than I am, right?
That's right.
I mean, it's all day long you're making decisions. Mm-hmm. All day long.
Yeah, but we tend to forget the decisions that are most impactful to our own life.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of everybody else.
Right. Absolutely. And then it pours over into other people, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say I get really mad at this guy that cut me off, and now I'm honking, and now I'm in a bad mood. So then when I go to pick up my kids from school, I'm going to be in a bad mood because of that, because I internalized it, right? I took on their bad mood.
That's right.
And I brought it with me. And now my kids are going to see, oh, mom's in a bad mood, you know, and it's going to trickle. Rather than brush that off, mm-hmm. or even better, smile and wave.
Smile, you know, and wave.
Yeah, smile and wave. And maybe just share more of your good, you know, of the joy you may have, because mm-hmm. that is just as contagious. Hold the door for people when you're walking into the store. Don't let it slam behind you. You know, let someone else go ahead of you in the grocery line if you have the time, if they look like they're in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Smile, say thank you, please. I mean, tell someone when you see them, like, oh, I love your shirt. I mean, it's those little things that you can, if you're constantly making those choices to make someone else's day better, mm-hmm. it will make your day better.
Yes. Amen, sister. Keep preaching it.
Yes. Yes.
We need to hear more of that, because we do. And it doesn't help that when we have our social media, we get stuck in this thing because everything looks perfect all the time.
It does. Or, and on the flip side, I see a lot of rants on social media.
Yes.
And you know what? You do not have to comment on every post you see if you disagree on it. Mm-hmm. That is a hard lesson I had to learn. I'm a very vocal person. I put myself out there a lot. I have opinions, as we all do. And when I would see something, I kind of felt like I'm going to stand up for the flip side of that, right? Whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And that is not always good, because sometimes you're fueling the fire. Even when you think you're trying to do a helpful thing, you're fueling that fire. And then it comes back against you. I had that happen to me the other day in a mom's group. I commented that I felt like women need to be bashing their husbands less. And I made that comment because I felt like that is not the place to say those kind of things. And if you're not okay with them saying it about you, you shouldn't say it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That was such a mistake to say that, because I got slammed.
Really?
And the fire just fueled on that. And it was like, okay, well, this is not the place for me to give that opinion. So I have learned sometimes you just need to walk away. You just need to be silent. And that's what I did. I wish them all a good day. I hope they all have a good day. I hope they all smile. I said that. I hope you're all smiling and we can walk away from this happy, women, wives, moms, whatever you want to be. I probably will not be commenting a lot on that kind of stuff. I'll say that. I just think we don't have to comment on everything we see if we disagree with it, and we don't have to fuel fires. And I think a lot of times when we see people posting rants or political garbage or whatever it might be, that's within them, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, we don't have to fuel it. We should love on one another. So love on those people that are hurting, whether it's their husband they're posting about, or the next president, or their gardener because they did a bad job, whatever it might be. Just love on those people because they need it, you know? And it's not to say I've never made a post on Facebook upset about something. I mean, we've all done it. But just remember that negativity fuels negativity. Positivity fuels positivity. So do your best to make this world and social media and your friendships a happier, better place. And I think that will continue to fuel the next step for more people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been a rainbow in my day.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And we love rainbows. My youngest loves rainbows. So I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. Well, I love rainbows too. All right. Well, as we begin to wrap up, there's going to be people that are going, how do I find this woman? I'm loving her. Where do they find you?
Okay. So you can reach me at keratinfitness.com. So I'm sure that'll be in the notes, but it's KERIDONFITNESS.com. It's my website. All my social media links are at Keratin Fitness. So I'm on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, probably Instagram is my biggest one, and Facebook, but I'm trying to learn the Snapchat thing. See, when you get preteens and they start doing some social media stuff, you got to get on there too.
That's right. You got to be there, mom.
And their friends.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. And then you're like, excuse me, what were you doing with them? Mm-hmm. That's right. So social media is a big one for me. You can reach out to me there. And then also you could email us. This email will go to my assistant who will get in touch with me based on your needs. It's admin, A-D-M-I-N, at keratinfitness.com.
Okay.
And her name's Sarah, and she is really good about filtering, okay, this person has weight loss, or this person is depressed, or, you know, whatever it might be, and kind of helping us find the best way to arrange, whether it be a phone call with me or a video conference with me. You can request any of those, or even just my DVD. I mean, you may not even want to talk to me directly. You may just say, hey, I want her on my TV so I can exercise with her. And the name of my DVD is Keratin's Fat Crusher. It's also on my Keratin Fitness website. You'll see that there. You could order that right now. It's on Amazon as well.
Fabulous.
Amazon did not give me anything to plug them at all. Just so we're clear on there, but I am a big fan of Prime. I'll say that.
That's right. Yep.
That instant gratification works really good for me.
It does. And as a busy mom, it helps you. That's part of your pattern, right? It keeps you level-headed, and it'll get maybe that poodle skirt in your home.
Yes. I mean, we can't do it all. No one can do it all.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a business owner or not. Nobody can do everything. So don't be afraid to get some help.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we wrap up, Carradine, I have one question to ask you. What has your story gifted you?
Strength. I feel like my story has really gifted me strength. And I don't just mean that literally, that I am a strong person that can do bent over rows with 40-pound weights. I don't mean it like that. Ooh. I mean, although I can't do that. Don't forget it. But it's given me the strength to go on when maybe I wouldn't or maybe some wouldn't. It's given me the strength to smile when it's hard to smile, to be a good mom, to be a good wife, to be a good trainer, a good boss. It's given me that strength.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
And you are beautiful. And I am so honored and privileged that you took the time out, because I know your schedule is crazy, but you came to spend it with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was such a blast being here. I'm honored that you asked me to do this.
Well, hopefully we will have you back later on, because, you know, I know you've got more stories to share, right?
I do. I have another big hiccup we had in our family with my youngest. So I would love to share that story and kind of what happened there.
Well, we will do that. Well, thank you so much, Carradine. You're a blessing. And thank you for being my rainbow today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.